Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your daily dose of Stoicism wisdom served with a side of real talk. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can totally change your game. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? Like you trip over every little mistake and replay those fails in your head on repeat? You know that feeling when you're trying to learn a new skill, and instead of celebrating the small wins, you get caught up in comparing yourself to someone else who seems to be doing it effortlessly? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Practicing self-compassion isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. We wouldn't berate a friend for messing up a presentation, right? Instead, we'd probably offer words of encouragement, acknowledge their effort, and remind them that everyone makes mistakes. So why do we often treat ourselves with such brutal honesty when we stumble? That's where self-compassion comes in. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-kindness in your life. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you are human. We're all flawed, vulnerable beings making our way through this crazy thing called life. It's okay to make mistakes, to feel overwhelmed, and to have days where everything feels like a struggle. Accepting this truth is the foundation of self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend came to you feeling down about something. What would you say? Chances are you'd offer words of support and encouragement, not harsh criticism. Practice extending that same kindness to yourself. Instead of saying I messed up again, try something like, this wasn't my best attempt, but it's okay. I can learn from this and do better next time. 3. Focus on your strengths. We tend to dwell on our weaknesses, but what about celebrating our strengths? Make a list of your positive qualities, accomplishments, and things you're grateful for. Remind yourself of these strengths regularly, especially when self-doubt creeps in. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help reduce rumination and negative self-talk. When you find yourself spiraling into a self-critical thought pattern, gently bring your attention back to your breath, your senses, or the task at hand. 5. Be patient with yourself. Developing self-compassion takes time and practice. There will be days when you slip up and revert to old patterns. That's perfectly normal. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and gently guide your thoughts back to kindness. Let me tell you a quick story about this. So, I was prepping for a big public speaking event recently. I'm usually pretty confident, but this one felt extra important. And guess what? My mind went into overdrive. I started replaying past presentations where things didn't go perfectly, and suddenly I was doubting myself completely. I caught myself spiraling down that familiar rabbit hole of self-criticism. But then I remembered something. I wouldn't talk to a friend like that. So why was I treating myself this way? Instead of beating myself up, I took a few deep breaths, reminded myself of my strengths and past successes, and focused on the message I wanted to deliver. And you know what? It went great. The point is, we all have those moments when our inner critic takes over. But by practicing self-compassion, we can learn to navigate those challenges with more grace and resilience. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to show up authentically, handle setbacks with resilience, and ultimately live a happier, more fulfilling life. So how will you practice self-compassion today? Maybe leave yourself a kind note, celebrate a small win, or simply give yourself permission to be imperfect. Take that first step towards treating yourself with the kindness you deserve. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all thrive. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.